And so here we are, worldwide live through BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS, for making it possible. I welcome all those people that are joining in online. This is, as usual, a simulcast for the conference call. We have some people here on the phone line. The lines are open. We had somebody join in just a minute ago. I welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. Hi, this is Cleo from Connecticut.
Cleo, we welcome you. How are you?
Thank you. I'm well.
All right. We're here with Donna, with Wanda, with Wynn, Brian, Dan, and, of course, BBS Radio.
You know what we ought to do sometime? We should have all the regulars that actually check in live. Send me the pictures.
Yeah.
Well, I sent you a few, Wynn. I don't know if
that
you got
that was a beautiful picture of Terry. That's a good picture of Terry you put up the other day.
I know it. I caught her in a good moment.
Thank you very much for that.
Let me make a little space here for those people that just came in. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Robert from Glendora, California.
Good evening to you, Robert. Welcome to the call.
Thank you very much.
All right. And who's the other caller? Please introduce yourself.
Hi, this is Gail from New Jersey.
Hi, Gail. We welcomed you. How are you?
Hi. Fine, thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
to
you.
Happy New Year, Gail.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Yes, this is RLK from Aurora Seco, New Mexico.
Welcome to you, sir. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, sir.
Now, Hive, if you ever retire, that guy could take your job.
Yeah. Send Wynn your email. Is this the first time you call in?
No, I've been on many times.
All right. Welcome back.
Thank you.
The next caller joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want to.
Good evening, Heiss. It's Eric in Santa Fe.
Hi, Eric. Good evening to you. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Two people at the same time. We welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Terry in California.
Hello, Terry. It's Terry, right?
Terry with a K.
Yes. Welcome, Terry. Welcome to the call.
Terry.
Yes, Terry.
Hello. Happy night.
Marilyn,
with an M. Hello, Marilyn. So do I.
Martha from Spokane, Washington.
Eric, I think it's you. Yeah, Eric, it's you. Okay, I need to mute you, Eric. Sorry. All right, we're good again. We had a few more people joining in the last minute. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Martha from Spokane, Washington.
Hi, Martha. Good evening, and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And the next caller, please say your name and location.
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Ice. Hi, everybody.
Hello. Good evening, Don. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
Happy New Year, Don.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Heiss. Good to hear your voice again. It's Jim, and I wish everyone, certainly including you, a very prosperous, happy, and blessed New Year.
Oh, thank you.
Jim, awesome. Thank you to you, too, and to everyone. Thank you, you know, for this.
Thank you. It's a wonderful time. It's a wonderful time of year for everyone to be closer than perhaps ever before.
Yeah. All right, man.
You can make us all happy, you know.
What was that, Wynn?
For the end of the year, it was sure a beautiful, sunny day.
You can make us all happy.
I think he is.
Happiness is my middle name.
I want everyone to send their address to Jim, and he's going to send you some money.
All right. Yeah, Jim.
No. No, don't listen to that madman. I don't need money. I don't need money. I need love.
Oh, man. Well, I've got lots of love, but you're going to exchange it for money?
Listen, money is easy. Love is hard.
That sounds like a golden goose to me.
I think he's talking about love from the opposite sex. Huh?
Oh, he doesn't want me.
All right, let me give those people who just got in a space to announce themselves. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Eric in Austin, Texas.
Welcome to the call from Texas. It's Eric, right?
Terry from Dallas.
Yes. All right. Hello, Terry from Dallas. Welcome to the call.
Hello.
Hi. All right. Then it is 6601. All right. Hello. Thank you for being here. I see Terry Brown. Are you here with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Awesome. Good evening. Yes. Welcome to the call.
Happy New Year, Terry.
We are ready to start the tape recorder, right?
Awesome. Let's do that.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year. I'll mute the line.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Hey, guys, I didn't want to mute everybody.
All callers are unmuted.
I'm not anymore.
Mute the space to opening of the call.
Echo!
Just get rid of that echo. What's your eyes?
Okay, hold on.
You know who that is?
Got it.
Thank you. So this is 12/31/2014, otherwise known as New Year's Eve. And this is Winning Terry and Heisen and, let's see, Marilyn and RKO. No, it's not RKO. And Jane and Jim and who was that just came in? This is Wynn. Welcome. Would you like to say your name in your city?
Hi, Wynn. It's Kim in Florida.
Kim?
Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Now, is that Kim? Kim, the infamous massage therapist?
No. It's not Jim. It's a reasonable facsimile.
No, wait a second. Jim, I'm talking to Kim. She's not a facsimile. She is not even close to you, all right? She actually is cute, okay?
Cute?
Was that Kim?
It's Kim.
It was Kim rather than Jim. I'm Jim. Is she Kim?
Wait a second.
We have a Tim, a Jim, and a Kim.
Jim and I are having a muting war here.
It's on first.
Where are you? For you guys that are listening on BBS, this is our version of a New Year's Eve party. I'll bet you were a lot more fun. The only thing is I forgot to upload Auld Lang Syne. Okay? You want to do that? Hi, as well. We're talking.
Well, I thought you were hitting on Kim.
Kim,
where's
are you
Kim?
There? Well, I'm double tasking. Kim, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Uh-oh. I hope I haven't offended you.
No, you haven't.
Now, Kim, I'm afraid to talk now. I'm not drunk, but I'm picking up all the drinking in the air. Can you guys hear that? When you get to be a little astral, you don't have to drink to get drunk.
That's right.
You can feel the energy, and
you just drink what's in the water and the air.
That's right.
I just eat chocolate.
That works, too.
Does chocolate make you drunk?
Oh, it makes me happy as it can be.
More of a high with chocolate, I think.
Yeah.
Now, Kim, I thought you weren't going to go back to Florida.
Huh?
I thought you were not going to go back to Florida.
I never left.
Wait, do I have the right Kim here? Is this, maybe it's the wrong Kim. If this is the wrong Kim, I am sorry for being so familiar. is this Kim Savoy?
Yes.
You never left Florida?
I spoke about going to Sedona, Arizona.
I thought you were on the road. Maybe you said you were going to go on the road, right?
I wish I was on the road.
You wish?
I'm not on the road yet.
You're not on the road yet. You still thinking about it?
Oh, definitely. I'm just waiting for the right time.
Me too. Jerry doesn't like living in RVs. Okay. Well, you know what's really cool? That you guys who are coming on early on the call, it's not true for the people on the Internet. We feel you. We feel your energy. But the people that keep coming on early, we're getting to know each other. You're actually being yourself. And the more I'm on a training curve. I'm learning all the time. And, you know, I'm not always...
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
I'm not sure of all the conclusions that I make. But something that I think is happening, I mean, I did come to the conclusion that what we're doing here is really unusual in this realm. It's really unusual and it's rare. And it's like to have this kind of almost friendly, I was going to say intimate, but that's not exactly the right word. What's the right word?
Camaraderie,
not just with each other, but with these sources in higher realms. And they're coming in, and they're being right with us, and they're getting to know us, and we're getting to know them. And it's, I guess, informal. It's kind of informal, and yet it's sacred. And that the thought that is occurring to me is that you guys that are coming in all the time and that we're getting to know each other, it is fun, and it's informal. This part of it is informal. But that you know, probably most of you would think, what am I supposed to be doing in my life? How am I supposed to be being of service? And yet, I think that perhaps by coming to these calls, you are doing things that you could never imagine you were doing, that you're helping, you're part of the grounding of the energy of this work, and you're learning how to hold in it. Now, I know some of you are going through personal issues. Some of you, you know, want your life to change in this way, and some of you, you know, are working through health issues. But just by showing up here, you are doing something. And, you know, it's more than just being on this call. Because, okay, I may be wrong, so we'll see how this unfolds. But I have the idea that we are laying a track that at some point is going to explode into the consciousness of this planet. And I may be wrong, because no, you can't say anything happens until it happens. But the way we're impacting people, the way we built this so carefully, the way that the genuine camaraderie we've made being on the calls, the changing of our own patterns and becoming more loving and more free in our lives, those of you that have made that jump. And, you know, Margaret Mead said, you know, something about a small group of people that changed the planet, and that, in fact, the only thing which ever changed the planet was a small group of people. And we are a small group of people. And, you know, there's people that are volunteering because they know what we're doing, and they're giving up their time and energy that they have, helping to organize things. We're volunteering. You know, part of the fact of volunteering, it's not because I don't like money or I don't need it, and certainly everybody likes, you don't have to, it's not that, somehow you got to figure out how to make ends meet. But by putting this work out for not charging, at no charge, it keeps me pure, it keeps the work pure, because then I don't do anything to manipulate you all to, well, if you want to graduate this realm, you better give us money. Or if you want to meet the Elohim and ask some questions. You know, we started out, we used to do readings. And we can't do readings without charging $100 or more. It's too much energy. And if you're one of the people, we still owe about 4 readings. And if you're one of those people, we are going to catch up. I promise you. Don't just keep in this realm so we can get to it. And because Terry will come back again to do your reading. He doesn't want to leave any stones unturned. But readings are awesome. But these Wednesday calls are like readings because we ask you questions. And oftentimes somebody else will ask your question, and we answer it on the call. And that's why we do it, because I don't want anyone to feel excluded. I don't want people to think, oh, my God, I'm really desperate. My karma's screwed up, and I don't have $100. What am I going to do now? And one of the things I learned, this is a very interesting observation, that there's a lot of people out there that do trainings, and they're sophisticated, and they look like they have it all together. And I used to think that I was missing out because I wasn't that together, because their presentation of themselves was so together, and I couldn't match it. And something I realize now is that some of the most evolved people on this planet have it the least together. And it's like, why is that so? It's because they have come in from such a high dimension, and they can't figure out any way to plug themselves into this realm that's authentic. And so they feel, you know, alienated. They can't come in at the same energy as other people. And then, you know, they could become misfits, and they become out of it. I'm a misfit. I fit into that category. Jerry, most certainly. I don't like to talk about her in front of her face. I'd rather she wasn't on the call. I mean, would you call yourself that kind of person? Well, you found still your ways to plug in. I mean, you were working in a legal office, right?
Yeah.
But you're still muted.
I don't want to set up the echo, because when I unmute, everything is an echo. It's a big echo.
Okay, now I'll mute it.
Okay, now I can talk. And,
yeah.
No, I feel like I do fit in. I didn't used to, but I do. I'm feeling more and more like I do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well.
You're muted.
Okay, mute yourself. we're in the same room. Terry said she feels like she does fit in, and she does, because now she's doing something that's as high as her matrix, right? And I'm doing something that's as high as my matrix. And for many of you, showing up on this call is as high as your matrix. And it says, hey, man, this feels like home. This is comfortable. And that's, I wanted to honor you for doing that, because you are just as important as me in making it stick, okay? I mean, I could be talking up a windstorm, but if people weren't listening, if people weren't being touched by it, nothing would happen. So you guys, it's not just listening, it's sending your energy into the cosmos and into the collective consciousness of our planet. Now, we'll see if I'm right. And let me tell you, if we start to get lots and lots of people coming into these calls, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, I'm going to project that that could happen. Don't think you're not important, because you have helped lay the pylons. You are helped laying the groundwork, and your presence is going to help hold the energy for new people. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when that happens, people think they're not important anymore. And wind is off now doing this, and you are important, okay? And you always, as long as you maintain the energy and hold the space and the passion and the love, you're important. And even if you don't think of yourself as being sophisticated in ways that other people might look up to, it doesn't matter, because it's like you are holding the energy for this incredible work that we're putting out. And you're teaching me how to do it. You're also helping give me confidence. You're helping give Terry confidence. I mean, I'll tell you, when we first started, it was scary. I mean, what are people going to think? How do we approach this? You know, David Wilcock didn't want to do this. He wanted to do it. I suggested we do this, and he said, we'll have the Christians coming around to do us in, or the fundamentalists, you know. And it's really great, because we don't get that much, how can I say it, hostility towards the work we're doing. In fact, David probably gets loads more. Of course, he's more famous than I am, but he gets loads more hostility from people. So on that note, it's New Year's Eve, and we're all picking up the drunk energy in the air, and we're going to get a little bit serious now. We have some questions, and I know some people are going through serious things, and don't think we don't know that, and we don't, how can I say it, acknowledge it. And, you know, one thing I've noticed, though, I'm just saying, is that the people that are going through serious things, when they keep coming on the calls, for many of them, some of their stuff just lifts. And it's like things lift through this quality called grace. You know, you can't willpower yourself through some of your deepest patterns. You can't do it by willpower. Now, you can be aware of it, and you can just send it positive energy, but you can't will something to go away, because most of our garbage is beneath the surface of your own awareness. But you can become aware of things, and becoming aware of things is a huge step in going through it. So on that note, let me just take one quick check. see if I got any new questions. Rob, I think I already got your question here. Rich, you're driving me crazy. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 questions. Maybe I'll do one of them. I still have, we have questions left over from last week. So let's go right into the question part of our show. And Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity, are you muted, Terry?
I'm unmuted.
Maybe you should put your finger on the mute button, or else I should leave the room. Okay?
It would be better if you left the room because I can't go in and out of France to mute and unmute and mute and unmute.
I see. Okay. Okay. I'll tell you what. Don't tell anybody, but I'll just go in the bathroom. Right? Okay. This is family. They understand. Okay? For those of you that don't understand what we're going through, you know, when Terry and I do these calls, we usually are in separate rooms. And we're each in our own space. And, you know, if I was thinking about it, I wouldn't imagine that we would do that. But somehow, it seems to work out better. And right now, we're in the same room. And because of that, we're both using our separate cell phones. And so there's an echo created. So I'm just going to move into a room where I can have better quality. And it's 7:23, so we didn't talk too long. We're going to barrel through these questions.
Do you need to plug in your computer?
I think it'll last for the time of the call, okay? So, all right. Now, I probably have good acoustics, but did my acoustics change, Terry?
That sounds okay.
Sounds okay? All right. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself. Any negativity, we take them to the highest realms of light and transmute it for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is Ron. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. As we move in to this space, we see the snow, we see the darkness of the outside, we see exteriorly into the snowstorm that is outside, and we move our energy to connect with each and every person on the call who wishes to be connected with. We connect directly. We do not connect through the telephone line or through the computer. We connect directly to those that wish to be connected with. And we see your radiant energy. You might see a vague color of light pink as we intersect with those that wish to be touched and be together with us at this moment in time. And we thank you for this opportunity. Do you have questions?
Yes, we. Yes, I do. You know, my first question is, I was making some ideas about the people that are on the call that are helping to hold the energy for the call, that they are making a huge contribution. I'm taking the risk of asking this publicly. Could you comment on that idea?
In the connection, you are expanding your sensory awareness to the degree that you are open to expand it. And sometimes it is slow going. And since you are in the third density with the earth density frequencies, that you are connecting to earth and you are connecting to your surroundings, it takes a little bit of broadening of your sensory apparatus to include the higher frequencies. However, they are there. The connections with the stars and the meridians are there. And as you open yourself up, we are an even higher frequency. It can help to stabilize things for you further. It also can help stabilize things in the planet, in the consciousness of all, to make a further stable platform of stability. Thank you.
Thank you. First question here is from Rich Buckley, and he asked a bunch of questions, but I'm just going to ask this one. And he talked about, he's probably responding to our Monday call where we talked about how the Elohim created the universe. And his question is, did you first run trial universes to see what model worked best? Maybe I'll add to that question. Did you create things that didn't work and then leave them behind and start something new?
We were not of the area to create and then see that it didn't work and then create. We had no lag between thought and effect. Mm-hmm. And so in the area we were creating at a very high level, if we created something that immediately seemed wrong, we would immediately step aside from that and create again or sit back from creating. Say, whoa, that was a wild effect that exploded. So we will think about this. We were different. Some of us say, well, what was that? And let's just do it right again and see another explosion. and get in shape with the explosions. Others would go, no, let's back off. And there wasn't much observation. We didn't have a long track of history to evaluate by, and everything happened more instantaneously than later.
Thank you. Next question. This is from Erica. And, you know, Erica, I don't like to ask questions like, is cancer a man-made virus disease? Because if it is, whoever made it is going to get mad at me. We don't want to know all those answers because it puts our work in jeopardy, okay? But then you ask, will we ever see a cure for it? I know there's many cures for it. I have a guy that happens to keep telling me he has one, and he's cured 95% of the people that did what he said. And, you know, cures don't usually get put into the medical profession unless they're patentable, because money is such an issue with the medical profession. And natural things, which there are many that work, don't get put into the loop. Now, with that, I'll put our sources into saying whatever they want, because will we ever see a cure for it? Seems to me you're looking for a cure that the medical establishment endorses, whereas there's many things that cure cancer now and that are easy to find on the web. But I turn it to our sources.
Thank you. Let's be... look at this area, we see that many cancers are the creation of lack of flow and blockages within the body, so that the area does not get the proper oxygenation and the proper elimination of toxins. We see that with the event of genetically altered foods that kill off beneficial bacteria, it provides more opportunity for cancers to develop. Is this man-made? The genetically engineered foods are man-made, and they do have an effect upon the cancer rate. It is more complex than is cancer created in a laboratory, as the body needs certain factors to function properly and for the flow of the energy through the body and the flow of the foods and the liquids through the body. It needs those to operate optimally. Cancer can be the result of poor functioning in the care of the body, poor care of the body and of genetically altered substances being taken into the body, chemicals being taken into the body by artificial sweeteners. The factors for producing cancer are increasing as the shortcuts are applied in growing food and of making proper nutrition available, of not getting proper exercise for the body. When one does not follow the body requirement, one can get problems within the body developing. Whether there has been specifically developed viruses to specifically cause cancer, there have been experiments along that line. It is true. That is all we wish to say at this time.
Thank you. I'm taking a 1 second break to get my power supply because my thing's not holding a charge. I have to walk through the other room. Just a moment. This won't take more than a moment. Because of my
thank everyone
You're muted.
Okay, there we go. So now my computer's turning off. I'm going to turn it on again, I hope. And
we just hold the energy as we wait for the drive line to be back turned on.
Thank you. We are honored and pleased to be with you tonight as across the world, the world changes to a new year. And we send energy and love and caring that the new year may be bright and fulfilling. And the things that you wish for may, for the greatest good, begin to take effect for you.
Thank you. My computer's coming on, but oh, here it's on. Okay, next question. Next question. This is from Rosia. Rosia in Toronto, Canada. And she asks, is it possible we could talk to the one infinite creator? And, you know, I just want to make a comment. I don't think that's possible because it's like you're talking to yourself. Everything is the one infinite creator. For something to talk to you, it's got to be separate from you. At least it creates a moment of separateness. So there's the illusion of separateness. But if you're talking to the thing that's not separate and part of everything, if it was going to talk to you, it would have to take a position of separateness, and then it would no longer be the one infinite creator. Do you understand that? It's like if you're in the middle of no time, there's no... from the way that I would think it, it would be impossible. But let's ask our sources if it could be wrong. Thank you.
Thank you. It is possible, however, the channel is not at the level at this point to be able to access that in more than perhaps dribs and drabs.
Thank you. So then I'm kind of incorrect on that, correct? Is that right?
It is possible to speak to the distillation of the energies and of the wisdoms.
Thank you. Rob Sega
SEGESAYEGH, and he's in Glendora, California. It's actually Robert Jeffrey Sage, okay, in Glendora, California. And I've been following your work for a while now, and it has led to many wonderful positive changes in my life. Recently, I have been getting into energy work like Reiki, pranic, and sacred geometry, and I wonder if these things that I have a special are things that I have a special connection to, and it would be wise to pursue them further. Some people have said I have a brilliance for these subjects, but there is part of me that is still hesitant. Did I work with these things in past lives? Will my pursuit of the subjects help humanity? Thank you, sending loving kindness. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you. Yes. You did work with these in the past, and we feel that you will work with them in the future. Go at your own speed and keep your grounding so that you are always within your own realm of what you can ground into this realm without walking off into the clouds. And it can be a benefit to mankind. Thank you.
Thank you. This is from Barbara Chung in Houston, Texas. Hi, Wynn. These calls have made such a wonderful, positive difference in my life over the last year. Many synchronicities. My question is, I am planning to move to Thailand in March to live and work in a spiritual community. Can you give me any guidance or information on anything that would help me regarding this relocation? Now, she said, I need to know, but I said, would help me, okay? I think when you say, I need to know, it's a giving up of your power. And so I prefer to word it that way. What purpose will it serve for me? Any pitfalls to watch out for? Thank you, Barbara from Houston.
Thank you. Give us a moment. It is a different culture, and there are different living conditions. So take it at your own speed and stay grounded in the move and there are pitfalls in the area of spiritual connections. Take it slow and stay very grounded and keep your center so you do not get thrown off of your own life and your own center and your own purpose by those that you experience in the new living area.
Thank you. This is from Marshall. And let's see. I don't have Marshall's city. I can't remember it. He had a very strong energy. I think you'll feel him. Lake Villa, Illinois is where he is, okay? Marshall had an extraordinary experience that changed his life. He had a near-death experience where he's lifted from his body into the light. There he was in connection with three light spheres, all consuming and loving. The center light was bigger than the two that flanked it. Through mental telepathy, I could hear and speak and feel my inner self and my emotions. The one light on the left came forward to me so as to be in front of the other two. She spoke to me with the most beautiful woman's voice I have ever heard. My destination in life was set in what transpired in this meeting. Bewildered and awestruck, I had the return vision of all that happened as I re-entered my body. I asked the Elohim this: who are the three beings that I met in this experience? Are you connected with these three of the light? Are they the same as I have been shown to be speaking to the major prophets of the Bible, i.e. the great Isaiah? Thank you, Wynn. I have many more, but that will be for the day we meet. I will tell you what was said to me in the light as I opened up to you. You were put into my radar as the next person to come into my life to help proceed further into the light and see what other soul could properly handle the info, but you, I have done many things to help others, friends, family, but as soon as I bring up my dealings with the light, they seem to leave or just stay away. I don't want to cause trouble in anyone's life, so I'll say I'm sorry now if I bring you any problems. You're not bringing me problems, okay? I love you and a beautiful, shining spirit with a great vibe. And let me turn it over to our sources to address Marshall.
Thank you, Marshall. These are very high beings that have chosen to be guides in the realms and share their wisdom and love where needed with you and others in the third density realm. They are brothers and sisters of the Elohim, but they are more manifest in the realm, in their spherical shape, than we are. We are not so manifest in geometry manifestation for our own self. We do not manifest as spheres. It is more the level of individuals in the raw group and other individuals who are spiritual guides, and they are your spiritual guides that track with you and help you and others. We see they are very majestic light bodies, very full of wisdom, very sacred in nature, very caring and very loving. And it is a very good connection for you.
Did those beings have any connection with our biblical history, either Old or New Testament?
Yes, they do. That is correct. They do. And they have been. Yes.
A question from Jim Leeds. And Jim is just reading a book on reincarnation. Maybe this was in the book, but he says, I know that famous people sometimes travel overseas to vacation in countries which they lived in a past life. Do they tend to purchase historical objects from their former lives or old items from that time period just as a pleasant reminder?
Yes, they may see an object that has meant something to them in the past, or that they have even owned in the past, and wish to have it again as an anchor, as a reminder of something that meant something very important to them in the past. And it is a comfort to own something one has previously admired in another life, or it has meant something in another life, or a token of something that they have experienced in another life to help anchor that memory and experience.
Thank you. Margaret in New Zealand, Margaret Highlands, says, if you were doing a Wednesday call, could you ask our sources for healing energy to be sent to Margaret Highland if there is space? I am very weak. You may be having a holiday break. Just do it if you have time. And Happy New Year to everyone. All the best, Margaret.
Thank you. We impart love and high frequency energy to you and suggest that you maintain hydration of your body and the nutrients that you can use to help increase your body energy. We are surrounding you at this moment. However, you also need nutrients and hydration, and you might take a look at some things, jokes that you consider funny to get you laughing and help get your energies flowing more.
Thank you. Okay, last question is from Rich Buckley. I participate in remote healing. My current assignment triggered a sense of connection with trees and remote healing. Trees and plants are my friends. I talk to them. Today I felt a strong emotional tie to ask the trees to help transmit healing energy to my patient in Virginia. Is there some sort of consciousness network among the trees that can assist in transmitting healing energy? I felt very strong to this channel, but I've never heard of such a thing. It felt very strong, but I never heard of such a thing. Thank you.
Trees have a very strong energy and provide a energy aura around the area from where they are. Specific types of trees do have a network connection, and they can transmit through that network, and when you ask, they can hear and can move the energy to an individual. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hey, that will close our session tonight on this year's New Year's Eve. Next year's New Year's Eve. This is still this year. And I just want to thank all of you for being here, all of you for asking questions, and for showing up on this call. And We'll see you again on Sunday, those of you that show up on Sunday. And I thank our sources. I thank Heis and Terry. And we...
All callers are unmuted.
Does anyone know Auld Lang Syne?